Welcome back to Vermont Edition. I'm Michaela LaFrac. Alphabet books are a classic genre for young readers. Many of them come with themes. There's alphabet books about animals, fruits and vegetables, even a Vermont-themed book called M is for Maple Syrup. Now, one of the latest local additions to this genre is AB0C, a low-carbon footprint alphabet. The book teaches the alphabet alongside lessons on reducing your carbon footprint. I'm joined now by the book's author, Montpelier-based Randy Hacker. She's also the founder of Home Planet Books, which publishes books for kids about the climate crisis. Welcome, Randy.
Thank you. Thank you so much for having me. I'm honored to be here.
Now, can you start us out by reading a couple pages from the book?
Yes, I'll read a few. Can read a few letters, if that's fine. V is for vote. Too young, not for long. Your vote is your voice. Make it heard loud and strong. And W, which is, I think, perhaps my favorite rhyme in the book. W, walking, an honored tradition. It's slower, but lowers your carbon emission.
Thank you. Those are delightful. Yeah. So AB0C, a low carbon footprint alphabet, where did the idea for this book come from?
I think for the past 30 years, I've been working to give young people a voice in their future, to give them agency in their future. I felt that there was not enough being discussed with the young children, that the parents were having a hard time talking to their kids about climate change because the instinct, I think, is to protect them. And that's where this one came from, this particular book idea came from, because I felt like we needed to give the youngest among us information that was hopeful and gave them a way to act, because if you're acting, you can't feel entirely hopeless.
The book does come with activities and worksheets as well, right?
Yes, I want them to have an interactive part. For many, many years, I was the editor of the Electric Company magazine, a children's television workshop. And then when I started my own magazine, which was an environmental magazine for kids called P3, Planet 3, that's Earth, we had a lot of interactive features there, including giving addresses and that kids could write to people in power. And so it seemed natural to me to include something that would get them involved in the book at the same time as getting them involved in the greater world.
And this book has some really beautiful illustrations by Mary Camille Connolly. How did that partnership work?
Well, first I'd like to say, so beautiful at all watercolor. She is so talented, and she's presented every concept in a way that is welcoming and warm and also honest. I believe the book to be a work of art. She's so good. And we've done two books together so far.
The other one is an ABC book as well. Is that right?
COVID information for small children.
You don't shy away from tackling big, potentially scary subjects for little kids.
I think you have to. It's the way it's presented. You can't pretend, this is my opinion, you understand. You can't pretend that the frightening things don't exist. I don't think that's helping them at all. But if you sit down and let them talk to you about it, or you present it to them in a way that makes them feel that they have the information that they need to feel empowered, that's the whole point, to give them some empowerment.
No. You've been writing about the environment, about climate change for decades now. How have you seen the conversation shift, specifically around how we speak to our children about the climate?
I honestly have not seen a shift, very much of a shift at all, which is a shame, I think. When I look at what we did for P3 in 1990, I don't see that, except for the politicians who we name in the magazine, there haven't been any real changes. There are factions that are doing things. I don't want to take away from the people who are working hard, like 350.org and 100 Grannies and Greta Thunberg, who has really awakened the world to things. But I don't see a big shift among corporations, the ones who are who have the power to make the biggest shift. But one of the reasons that I wrote AB0C also is because a lot of people who don't really want to do anything because it's inconvenient will keep saying that individual actions can't help. And I don't believe that. And so kids are there. They are ready. They have so much energy and they are willing to direct it.
And speaking of that energy, you have not just written this book, but founded a publishing company focused on teaching children about climate change, Home Planet Books. Can you tell us a little bit about that decision?
For a long time, nobody was interested in publishing books like this for children. So I had to do it myself. I worked on selling these books through the traditional channels, but was unsuccessful. And so I had to do it myself. That's all.
You cover a couple different tips in this book for how to lower your carbon footprint that kids can understand and participate in. Everything from opening your windows at night to let the cool air in, to using rain barrels for water. What are some of your favorite tips for lowering your carbon footprint in a kind of day-to-day way?
For me, I walk everywhere. And for 2 years, I didn't have a car, which was just so liberating. I bought a car when I came back to Vermont, because I'm sure you are aware that Vermont has far-flung communities. And if you have friends in northern Vermont and you live in Montpelier, you must have a way to get there now and then. But as a rule, I don't drive. I take the car out once every 3 weeks, probably, because I need more seltzer and I can't carry that home. It's very hard to find things that are not packaged in plastic. But if you try hard enough, you can minimize the plastic that you bring home. So that's one of my big focuses too. And I wanted to say one thing. The letter N, which is about no-till gardening. Somebody who reviewed the book said that there would be terms in here that children would have to have explained to them. And I thought that's exactly right. This is a book that is supposed to open a conversation with kids.
Now, some of our listeners might wonder where the name of this book comes from, AB0C. Can you spell it out for us? No pun intended.
Well, we're all going for zero carbon emissions, which is, of course, is impossible, because we are carbon-based life forms. And every time we breathe out, we're adding carbon dioxide to the air. But 0C is the ideal, right? And what we really want to be. But if we were not emitting, if we didn't have fossil fuel powered items, cars and power plants and planes and so forth, the carbon we ingest when we eat food that has been grown on this planet and the carbon that we breathe out would be equal. There would be a neutral carbon, that would be carbon neutrality. And so 0C is an ideal that we're heading for. It's not really possible. Although I suppose we could get to carbon negativity if we really learned how to pull the carbon from the air and use it for something else. So it's not impossible, but it's a goal to strive for. And it just seemed like, well, it fits, doesn't it? AB0C. And so the C lent itself so perfectly for carbon.
That was Randy Hacker, the author of AB0C, A Low Carbon Footprint Alphabet. You can find the book at Vermont bookstores like Phoenix Books and Bear Pond Books, and you can also order it on the website for her publishing company, Home Planet Books.